I must say I was appalled to see referees being physically abused. There has to be one simple answer to that: zero tolerance. Anybody who physically abuses a referee, not in mind verbally, has to be dealt with immediately and be suspended for a long, long time, if not for life. That message has to go out. Secondly, I think we may have to introduce new rules of Congress to make the abuse of referees more difficult and also to punish it more. And as well as that, I think more controls are needed on the sideline. We just have a general thing which we've inherited over the years of often anybody and everybody being up and down the sideline. And it's kind of par for the course that as soon as the match starts, the referee blows the whistle, the abuse starts. So we must try and change that culture, and we should start, I think, at underage level in ensuring only minimal number of personnel are on the sideline, and that verbal abuse has to be cut out, especially giving bad example to young people. And I think those measures certainly would help. Also, I think the referees themselves perhaps should be more organised, be more vocal when these things happen. And as well as that, there needs to be more incentives for referees, because referees in some respects are like the police. You can't have a stable society without them. You can't have a game without them. They're going to make mistakes. We all don't like the mistakes they make, but we know in our heart and soul that if we were refereeing, we'd be worse than they are.